This is Dakota Datebook for March 19th. Today we examine a buried treasure legend from the 1920s, an unlikely tale that triggered a treasure hunt in Bismarck. In 1927, a young fellow named Frederick Boole Jr. quit his job as a clerk in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and moved to Brooklyn. 24-year-old Freddie Buell had a checkered past, doing time in a reformatory for passing bad checks and serving 6 months in jail for defrauding a Philadelphia hotel keeper. In his Brooklyn rooming house, Boole bragged to another fellow that he had been in on the big train robbery of 1923. The neighbor, alarmed, informed the Brooklyn police, who brought Freddie Boole into headquarters for questioning. Boastful Boole had a nickname, the Millionaire Kid, because of his penchant for wearing stylish clothes. Under interrogation, this undersized young man confessed his guilt. He said that he and five co-conspirators robbed a mail train at Alton, Illinois in August 1923 by tossing tear gas into an armored rail car. Rendered helpless by tears, the two guards held at gunpoint unlocked the vault. He said the gang grabbed $300,000, jumped off the train, and drove a car to Chicago. There they split the money and then took flight to all points of the compass. Freddie said he and an accomplice, each carrying $50,000 in hot cash, fled to Bismarck, but were conspicuously strangers. Fearing arrest, Boole claimed that he and his criminal friend panicked, hiding their money under a gravestone in St. Mary's Cemetery and left town. Boole said he was too frightened ever to return, and he believed that his companion never did either. Brooklyn police immediately contacted Bismarck's police chief, Chris Martinson, to recover the cash. Chief Martinson cooperated, remembering that he had spotted a stranger in 1923, a small man named Boole. On this date in 1927, a newspaper reported that Bismarck policemen armed with picks and shovels were digging in St. Mary's Cemetery's still frozen soil, looking for a $100,000 buried treasure, supervised by local priest John Slag. The searching focused on graves from 1923 because the criminals could have hidden their treasure most easily in fresh earth. Alas, police found nothing, yet officers stood guard against unauthorized treasure seekers. But the story soon fizzled. Freddie Boole retracted his train robbery tall tale. Nonetheless, the St. Mary's graveyard treasure became legendary. Treasure hunters reportedly visited the cemetery occasionally thereafter, although there was no truth to the story and no money unearthed. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.